The youth leaders announced preparation for their event at the news conference in Juba this week. Chancellor Du Daniel, the chairperson of the Central Equatorial Youth Union, says the conference is intended to foster civic engagement among young women and men in South Sudan. He says the conference will try to address some of the challenges facing the youth in Equatoria and promote peace in the region. Ladu says the conference will create an avenue for young women and men to address challenges facing them in the Equatorial region.
So the overall idea of coming up with this conference is to come together and interact and serve the way forward and find a common vision and strategic plans for the youth of Equatoria.
The head of the Eastern Equatorial Youth Union says the young men and women in the state capital, Torita, are eager to facilitate the conference. David Nayel Lomoro says the idea of coming together to address challenges facing young men and women in South Sudan is long overdue.
We want all the youth from the three regions and also those who are interested in other states to join and see where the journey is going to start from. We are going to handle a lot of things in terms of resource mobilization. As a host, we say we will try to mobilize resources, which we also need the other states, the two states, to do the same.
Since conflict gripped the country in 2013 to 2016, most young men and women in South Sudan split along ethnic lines, resulting into the widespread of hate speech on social media and internet. Simple John is the young leader from Western Equatoria State. He says the idea of coming together is great, but youth leaders from Equatoria region should resolve few hitches before holding a conference.
My message to our youth is we all need to welcome this initiative and mobilize resources and mobilize ourselves, and we think positively rather than thinking negatively. We have to welcome it because we need to plant peace so that we invest peace in Equatoria as well as in the Republic of South Sudan.
The young leaders say the conference will bring together at least 600 young men and women from Equatoria, Western and Central Equatoria states for many days of deliberations in the historic town of Torit. For VOA News, I'm Imoya Daniela, reporting from Juba.